So, so much for the presentations. I'd like to now regarding the presentations made today, regarding the project or the situation at the Fukushima Daiichi Power Station, we would like to take some questions to the extent possible. If you have specific proposals on technologies, please refrain from asking such questions. We do have a little less than an hour, and I'm sure that you have many questions, so we would like to take as many questions as possible. So please make sure that you make your questions short, and please limit your questions to maximum of three at a time. That will be the grounding rules for this session. And we may not be able to take all the questions in this time, but there is an email to take your questions. So you can also send your questions to us via email, and we'll be able to respond to you. So if you have any questions, please raise your hands, and I will appoint you, and the microphone will be brought to you. Then please speak into the microphone and ask your questions. So please raise your hand.
The person in the middle of the room. I would like to ask a question regarding treated water. And here we see the composition. Ion, for example, you will see calcium, magnesium, and also chloride. And for others, like chloride, it's very high. For the water chemistry or water quality, is that information included in some technical reference materials? Thank you very much. From the Secretariat, as we said, if you can go to the URL of TEPCO, there you'll be able to see some of the details regarding the ion content. And as for the ions that would be related to this project, that is included in the submission guideline.
Next question, please. Yes, the gentleman in the front. Thank you. Last year, there was the RFI. My name is Saito from AGC Japan. We formed a consortium with OPTEC last year. Now, I have three questions. First of all, so there were 182 proposals, information under tritium. Related proposals. Would you be able to give us what evaluation you gave to our proposal? Were we close, or were we just totally out of it? Maybe you cannot give us the information now, but because that's a question to METI, Mr. Shibata. And then in Exhibit 2.1 by Mr. Sato, we talked about the performance of a tritium separation, and there's additional points if the performance is high, and we need to submit experimental data. So if the tritium is measured, we took some measurements and the time, and we found that it takes some time and money. Now, after this information session, we have 1 month and 2 weeks until the deadline. But already, is there already some information where the tritium separation can go to the order of 100th to 1,000th. If that level of technology is already achieved, then there's no point in us applying. Now, you talk about financial soundness. We are a small company, and so whether it is impossible for us to apply, so do you need like a certain level of capital? Do you have some internal criteria as to the amount of capital? And because if we are too small a company, we will probably not qualify to apply, and it will be a waste of time and money to apply. So we'd like to know these things.
Yes, regarding the first point, please.
Yes, you gave us three questions. I can respond to the first two.
So, 182
proposals from RFI. For individual proposal, we have not evaluated or rated them. You gave us your information, and given all of the information, we have identified what kinds of information was given. So there were some major comments, as I shown on reference 1211. So those proposals, the information that you gave us, we have not evaluated whether it was a good technology or not, so we cannot give you that response. Now, regarding the experimental data submission, that is a criteria for additional points. So if you just give us not only your ideas, but if you have some specific data, then you will have higher score. That is what it is. If you do not have experimental data, then that is still acceptable. And of course, you can still make the submission. So there were 182 proposals for RFI. That outline of these information is on the web page, and there are some technologies that had a very high performance of separation of tritium, more than 100, for example. It is true that, there was some level, that level of separation performance that was achieved. Whether that is true or not, that is yet to be verified. The third question, Mr. Asai, regarding the financial soundness, do we have a criteria? That was the question. We do not have a clear criteria to determine the financial soundness of the applicant. So upon the upon making decisions, the size of the subsidy, do you have the sufficient organization to handle the subsidy? We will look at that. But there's no criteria. If you have a good technology, and if you're selected, and until the time we decide that we can provide a subsidy, we will make sure that we'll commit to that.
Next question, the person on the right. If I may, I'm here as an individual. Obviously, for this type of an activity, I think it would be necessary to put together a group or an organization before applying as a small-scale test or experiment. Something. Or rather the contaminated water before going through the Alps and the treated water for a small-scale experiment. Is it possible to obtain that, or would there be any support for the analysis? So tritium being this much, or the contaminated water composition is being this much. So if possible, in advance, we would like to do some small-scale experiments to find sponsors, or I do have some relationships with some companies, so I would like to approach them. So if the possibility is zero, we won't be able to do any activities, so that's why I'm asking the question. Thank you. First of all, for this project, it's about treated water, the tritium, whether it could actually be separated from the treated water after going through the Alps. So regarding the pre-treated water, to supply that, at this point in time, I believe that it would be difficult. And the composition of the water, as it was asked with the very first question, I think it's redundant, but the information has already been disclosed with TEPCO's documents, so you can simulate water without radionuclides. You can make a simulated water. I believe that it would be possible to create that by looking at the TEPCO documents. So if you are to conduct some activities, if you are to approach some entities, I think you can talk about using simulated water. I think that is an approach that can be used. In that case, the measurements for tritium, if there's any residual tritium, and we can get that kind of water, and regarding what kind of time is necessary, and we would like to do some research regarding the capacity, but is it possible to have the water measured in advance or at some kind of organization that is close to the site, if there's any remaining tritium or whether it is possible to have data checked to see if the level is less than 100. I think you would need to do that. So we would not be saying that you should approach a certain research institute or research center.
I hope that answers your question.
In that case, regarding the residual tritium, whether it's a 100th or a 1,000th, that kind of measurement, so you would not be providing any support, or would you be recommending any organizations, or do we need to have our own measurement devices? I'm repeating myself, but there's not going to be any support from our side regarding the measurements, so you would have to approach existing research institutes or research centers that have been designated. For example, using the tritium that is something that is available in the market to conduct experiments to see what the separation factor is. I do know that such organizations exist that conduct that kind of activity, so I believe that you can approach them. Thank you. So regarding the research centers, can you recommend those to us? We don't have any specific lists for such organizations.
I'd like to now move on to the next question. Yes, the second from the middle center. I'm from a university. Regarding accounting, so SG&A is not included in here. In universities, when we have grants, there's overhead costs or expenses that is required. Is it included as part of the accounting, part of the subsidy? Well, as an evidence, if you can have an evidence, and in the guideline, there are a list of items that can apply. So as long as it is applicable, then it can be used as it can be a part of that. But if it's more general, then it will not be part of this subsidy. Thank you. Tritium around the world have not been commercialized as a business. Regardless of the size of the company, there has never been a case where tritium has been removed as a business.
But still, you are trying to make us submit a P&L and so on. So a new team, a new company for Tritium,
well, so
you are talking about the financial soundness of a company of this project. How big or how sound or solid should it be? 800,000 tons of a decontamination or contaminated water?
Well,
it probably takes 16 trillion yen. You can start up a company with 1 yen capital. It can be 16 yen, 1,600 yen maybe, but not 16 trillion yen. So how sound, financially sound, should this entity be? The earlier there was a similar question. There's no quantitative criteria to determine the financial soundness of this project implementation. So depending on the amount of subsidy, as long as that amount of money can be handled and that project can be implemented, then we would determine that it is financially sound. So, depending on the size, or if you just make the submission based on the considering the size of the project, if I may add, in this procedure for P&L and for financial soundness, we just look at the sufficiency in terms of this project implementation. So if the technology is established, and if that project is going to be implemented in a much bigger way, then we will probably be designating criteria separately for the financial soundness of that project. But for this time, this is a verification project, and we are looking for financial soundness to implement this verification project.
So, if we are to establish a new company, and for this project, I think it's about 1 billion yen. Without actual business, do we need to actually submit a P&L? This time, so if it's the company has been established less than a year ago, I think it would be impossible to submit a P&L. So in that case, obviously the amount of the capital and if there are any other businesses, if any, then what kind of profits are being recognized with that business? In that case, you would need to submit information regarding that. So we'd like to understand what kind of entities are applying. So from that perspective, we ask for the related information. Does that answer the question? Next person. When it comes to general water quality measurements, like for water from the parks, we have experience with that. But when it comes to tritium concentrations, can that be handled with a general water quality or water measurement organization? So I don't think you need to have a huge amount of capital to actually realize the concept. But large entities may be able to come up with unique ideas to exclude other players. So specifically, is it not possible to actually let us know what kind of companies can actually measure the water quality? If they have a general experience, whether they can do tritium measurements. I don't know if that's possible or not. But as you said, if there's an idea or concept, and in order to realize that, if it's not possible to do that with one entity, obviously you would need to create partnerships. And that kind of idea or approach is not excluded this time. So we ask the applicants to create the necessary partnerships for the submission. And we will not be specifying who you should be partnering with. The government or the secretariat will not be supporting you from that perspective. That would be out of our scope.
Okay. There is another person with a hand up.
Itamiya
from ISM. I have a question to Mr. Shibata. In your presentation, you talked about the tritium task force discussion number 2. I think on page 7 of your presentation. So, aside from the separation technology, there were some other information that was provided, and you said that the further consideration will be made in the future, as I recall, you said. So this task force, they did not select a specific technology. They just came up with the items for evaluation, and I can accept that. But in the future, an hour and a year and a half will be taken to evaluate the separation technology, or are you going to also evaluate, or are you going to have another opportunity to verify other technologies? So, what is going to be the approach to be taken? Well, in the task force for tritiated water, in page 7 of 1-2, I talked about that earlier. So those are the options that were given, as I mentioned. Each of these options, whether they're feasible or not, the task force will be further evaluating, and especially for tritium separation, the three areas for performance of separation will be verified, and also the construction and operation cost would have to be verified. So that's why we have this RFP for this project. For other options as well, they may be or may not be a request for proposal like this one. Nothing is decided yet. So the possibilities will be pursued. We may have a similar RFP like we have this time, but I cannot promise that. In any case, in the future, the handling of a tritiated water would have to be decided as for the methodology. So the necessary discussions will be further deepened in the future.
If I may add, regarding other options, we will be studying them in the future, but the government for this type of project, as it was explained earlier, so if there are any high levels of complexity with the technology, the activity is to be implemented, so please keep that in mind.
Hi, Mayu Jagatia from AMEX. Sorry, I can't speak Japanese. The question I have is related to the T's and C's of this work. AMEX is a large organization, but still, I look at a project which may be 18 months long and quite a large amount of investment before we get paid. So our commercial organization will be quite excited by this. So please could you direct me to where to look so I can point them in the right direction. Thank you.
そういう意味でちょっと情報をいただくということは可能でしょうか。
日本語で大丈夫ですか。
はい。
大丈夫ですか。
The period is very long. I think you're talking about the period being very long. Obviously, within the proposal, if the shorter the period, the better. But in terms of cost, after the project is completed, then we need to look into the results and then make payments. And once we look into the proposal, then after the selection is made, then based on the situations of the applicant or the selected entity, then we will have to make a determination regarding what kind of arrangements would be possible. Does that answer the question?
My understanding is that you don't get paid until the end of the project.
Or maybe I've just misunderstood. 払いがないということだったと思ったんですけど、それで合ってますか？
In principle, after the project is completed, then we will look into the results and then make payments for the expenses. So that is the general rule.
Okay.
わかりました。
Okay, thanks for that clarification.
わかりました。
Just a point though.
もう一点。
Small organizations might find it hard to take on such a such a project if they don't if they're going to make such a large investment.
大きな投資を要しますので、
cash flow will become a problem. So just an observation.
キャッシュフローが問題になると思うので、これ単に意見です。
他。
Thank you. Yes. Second row from the front.
この、Thank you. 説明のところに、まあ、多分記載してあるんですけれども、
As you stated in the presentation,
実験はですね、
The experiments that we conduct,
第一原発の中で行った方がいいのか、
Is it better to conduct it inside the site of the Fukushima Daiichi power plant, or do we just bring the treated water to the lab?Outside of the site. Well, if you have to take out the water, I think there are restrictions to bring the samples going through various prefectures. And then what do we do with that water? Do we have to dispose of them or store them, or can we bring it back to Fukushima Daiichi site? If we take it out of the site, there will be other complications. So is it possible to take it out of the site, or should we have these experiments within the site of Fukushima Daiichi? Do you have specific rules for that?
ありがとうございます。
Thank you for that question. On this question,
手元にお配りしている公募要領を、
On the application guideline, that's document 3, I think it's in your handout material. And if you look at the annex, there is an explanation about that. Now, basically speaking, the water, as I mentioned, will be provided from TEPCO. Therefore, basically speaking, it will be taken out of the site.And then you will conduct experiments for verification off the site. Well, within the site, there is a lot of work going on. They are constructing tanks and they're taking various measures against the contaminated water. So it would be quite difficult to secure space for this kind of an experiment.After some consideration, we have decided that we will have this approach to take out the water from the site. But as you have pointed out, after you do the experiment, what happens? After you're selected, then the relevant parties will determine what to do with the disposal of that water.
If it's a similar question, we would like to give other members opportunities to ask questions. In our case, if decontamination is the purpose, or rather decontamination will be the goal, the Alps of Toshiba while it goes through the Alps system, there, if there are any changes with the water to remove the tritium that remains. So in some cases, there, it would just be tritium, and for the contaminated water inside Alps, we would like to do experiments, small-scale experiments for both types of water, and I believe it would be within the jurisdiction of METI, but MA for the Ministry of the Environment. So there are many independent administrative organizations, and would it be possible to do some water quality measurements there? Without that kind of information, I think it would be an insufficient information session. I think MAF and the Ministry of Environment also should be involved. If you cannot measure the water quality, where should you bring it? It's not possible. I have never had that kind of an experience. And if a small entity is to take up the challenge, and we wouldn't know where to go, and the related ministries, for example, the material association would not handle other ministries' samples. So if a general person that will be able to go to a organization that only works for MOF, so different municipalities might be following the. So it's not really related to this project. The question is not related to this project, so please refrain from asking that type of a question. I don't think anyone from ENRO can respond. Regarding the Alps water, whether you could use the water, pre-treated water and the post-treated water. Regarding tritium, for tritium, before and after treatment, the levels are not different because tritium basically behaves similarly like water, just like water. So in this case, in terms from the perspective of thinking about how to handle the tritium, it's not really necessary to look into the pre-treated water. And regarding water quality measurements, maybe we should provide more information, as you said, but basically, if you have some ideas regarding the separation technologies, regarding how to realize that, we are hoping that the individual entities will collect the data and present that to us. We believe that that would be the best way to go. As I said earlier, regarding some of the entities, in such cases, they are using some measurement entities, organizations at the city or prefecture level, and then they are purchasing a tritium that is available in the market and conducting experiments. So I believe that is an approach that is worth looking into.
The microphone is not on, and the interpreter cannot hear. I'm afraid that your question sorry, the voice is not coming through, so.
すいません、ちょっとあの質問の すいません、あの
Excuse me. It is not a question, and please refrain from making these remarks.
もあのいずれにしましてもですね、
この中国の問題は、this tritium issue is a very technically sophisticated challenge, requiring wisdom and expertise from within and outside of Japan. We are trying to address in this way in the verification project by the national government.Of course, we are going to make decisions along the way, and of course, there are companies that are trying to solve these issues that you talked about. So, the various entities are able to address those points that you've just talked about. That is our position.
あの公募しておりますので、
It is an RFP, and basically we will be providing information to everybody in a fair way.
すみません。
Thank you. Yes, the gentleman in the front.
基本的にはある
種の処理のですね、So we are taking the treated water after going through the ALPS system.And that the post-treated water will be taken to labs of the various entities. So whether the tritium can be separated down to 1/100th, I think that is the objective of this project. So the various entities' perspective, this contaminated water issue is actually a state issue, you know, nationwide issue. So we try to be cooperative. But one concern I have, so the contaminated water after ALPS system, it is to be taken from the Fukushima Daiichi site to another locality.It may not be permitted to transport. Now, if we are to build a verification plant, the local governments would have to give a permission to build that plant. According to our experience,
結構なプラントを作るその許認可をですね
the,
自治体等から取るだけでもですね相当の時間がかかる
getting that the permission to build that the verification plant can take a very long time so that is one concern but still we only have 18 months to come up with solid results and the quantity that you're talking about is quite huge
まあ、要するに1日400トン、
400 tons per day treatment volume would have to be made. That is the requirement that you are making.
実際にやるそのプラントの規模、
the size of the plant, how big is it going to be, how high, what the area required would have to be calculated.
ある程度のですね。
So we are not just making a mock-up of that system, like 1/20th or 1/100th.
実証機器のですね、ミニモデルを作
成しなきゃいけないんです。We would have to build at least a mini model of the verification plant. Plus, within 18 months' time, we have to verify that this system has a treatment performance. As people are pointing out, I think it's such a tall order for us to achieve. It's probably too challenging, demanding. Thank you for that point. In relation to the relationship with the local governments, how can you transport that the contaminated water to different localities? There are some challenges. We do understand that there are some problems with that. As we have written in the guideline, the taking out the water from the Fukushima Daiichi, there is a procedure for that, and the management office will be supporting that procedure. So more specifically, after you are selected, then the relevant parties will be engaged in the discussion, and we are ready to provide the maximum support that we can.
Regarding the plant construction permits, so 400 tons per day to treat that. When the technology expanded, the basic technology, if that is expanded, then to be able to have that kind of a capacity, that is what we would like to confirm. So we're not saying that within this 18-month period, we're not asking you to treat water more at a level at 400 tons per day or more. So what you're saying, I know that, understand that. So 400 tons per day to see if that kind of performance can be achieved. In order to do a demonstration, we would have to create a plant one-tenth of that size, and without that, we won't be able to guarantee the performance. I think that there's a danger of that, not being able to guarantee that. So let's say if it's a one-tenth of a size, in that case, we would need to get the permits from the municipalities, and this is drawing so much attention in Japan. So if we ask a municipality to give us a permit for that, I am sure there's going to be a lot of heated discussions. And I'm pretty sure that based on the experience that we have had in the past, so let's say we use the treated water after it goes through the Alps at Fukushima Daiichi to receive that information, the water. You said that a secretary would support us. Even if you extend your support, the municipalities won't probably accept this, and I'm sure there will be demonstrations carried out by the local residents, and I think we will be in a deadlock. So do you have any comments regarding that? So after we select an entity, we need to look at the situation that the entity is in, and we will extend our maximum cooperation. And we also assume that such situations will occur, like the ones that you just said. So for the other fields, until March 31st, we have set a time frame. For that until March, but we have added a year to that for this particular project because we believe that it would be necessary to actually carry out the demonstration. It would be necessary to have that kind of a time frame.
Perhaps. Last point from you, if I may, in this guideline, the
size of the facility is not indicated clearly. That is because of precisely what you asked about. So ultimately, you know, if you are to process 400 tons per day, then if you find that maybe in order to demonstrate it, you need like 1/10, then you'll make the size to be 1/10 of that. Or if you think that 5 tons is sufficient, then you would just build a verification device that can process 5 tons. Well, to be very objective, treatment tanks or preventing seawater contamination is something to be done on site. So for entities, it's possible to make those demonstration equipment, but the treated water to be taken as samples and then try to guarantee a performance of processing 400 tons per day through a verification demonstration plant. I think it's quite difficult in relation to the local government. I think you're not familiar with the commercial code, perhaps, but each company has articles of incorporation. And if you have in the article of incorporation that the business is decontamination, then you can do this business. But there's no such company. But we are stretching ourselves so that we can cooperate with this national project. And that's why we're all here. But you have this very bureaucratic approach now, but as everybody's pointing out, I do hope that, we want to be cooperative, and that's why we are gathered here. So I do hope that you, on your side, will be cooperative, because we have to really work together to solve this contaminated water issue. It's been released. So I think you really need to be more flexible and more forthcoming. Otherwise, I don't think this issue will ever be solved. That's my opinion. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Maybe my response is not really giving you a good impression, so I would like to clearly say that it's not that we're leaving everything up to you. Obviously, for this activity, obviously, you need to comply with the related regulations, and for any transportation, you need to get the permission from all of the municipalities that would be involved. And once you're selected, we're not going to say that everything needs to be done by you. For the actual project, we will obviously make sure that we provide the maximum support. And at this point in time, we can't really say, but once we select a entity, then we will have to make sure that what type of support will be required so that we can provide the necessary support.
Once again, this feeling of cooperation, I hope that you take that. And in my company, maybe a test plant can be hundreds of thousands yen. Another company, the materials, it's not that much of an expense. If we can test without kind of a device, then Let me know. I mean, I just would like to know whether it is still possible for us to do this. Oh, you know, if somebody can provide us with the necessary material, and if that large amount of investment is not necessary, we would like to do it. The 82 nuclides can be removed. But a huge amount of time and investment was made to make that up system, to remove 82 nuclides and so some troubles. So there are some companies who like to spend ¥1 million maybe to test. So I think you should try out each one of them. But you know, there was an RFI last year, and there were some companies came up with 100. Well, maybe if there are such highly technically sophisticated companies based on RFI, then I think this RFP should be offered to those companies with that technical sophistication. We are from Fukushima, and I have a friend who is the head of a lab. There's analytical equipment there in that lab. And lab is not willing to take on this. I asked Tohoku University as well, but they also declined because they can't do it within that university campus. Yes, so there will be various approaches that we have to take, and the technical feasibility would also have to be verified in various ways. Now, we have this RFP offering this time, and based on what you have pointed out, we'd like to continue to discuss how or this should be pursued. We want to take this in earnest so that we can come to a resolution about the contaminated water issue. Regarding RFP this time, last year IRID had this RFI. There was 182 proposals that were given to IRID. But last year what we did was to try to collect information about what kind of ideas people have. But this time, based on what we have come to learn, we have an RFP in a very open manner. So last year, I mean, we could have limited this RFP offer to those who have made that RFI last year, but we wanted to make it open so that those who did not participate in the RFI last year may have some ideas. So that's why it's an open event, open opportunity.
Thank you. This is the end of the session. I'm sure that you have more questions. As I said at the beginning, we have an email address where we can accept questions. So please submit your questions with that address. And I'm sure that you will have some additional questions when you think specifically about the proposals that you may submit. So thank you very much. And please leave the receivers on your chairs. And this room will close at 4 o'clock. So we ask for your cooperation.